Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Great time to go grab a Duncan right now. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. It is Wednesdays with Whaley. You heard that. Doug Whaley patching in right now. We do talk to Doug. Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Doing great, fellas. How about yourself?
Great. Thank you very much for asking. Brian Flores, big loss or not? You tell me.
Well, I think it's going to be something that they're going to definitely adapt to, because obviously he brought something to the table that really changed how they thought about the run defense. What can happen from there is hopefully they take what he departed on them and grow it from there, either from an addition of another coach or just the perpetuation of the philosophy brought. The thing that you may lose that can't be quantified in stats until after the season is the belief that he garnered from that locker room, from that side of the ball. And it sounds like when you listen to a lot of the players on the defensive side of the ball, they like not only the X's and O's that he brought to it, the philosophy, but that belief that this is something that's going to make not only them play better as individually, but the collective. So that's something that's really hard to put your finger on and quantify again until the end of the season, but that might be the biggest loss of Brian Flores.
Doug, we know that Brian Flores, he had his hands in a lot of things, you know, the defense as a whole, and obviously the linebackers was his position group that he was working with. Colin asked this question yesterday or the day before, but how important is a individual position coach in the NFL? Do they mean a lot to the respective position groups more than maybe college or, you know, any level of football? How much do they really mean, and how much do they really do at the NFL level?
Well, at the core of it, and you know this as well, Dorn, it's what can they get their position group to do? And that may sound very easy to say, oh yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. But when you get to the professional level, the biggest thing a position coach can do is to be able to identify what triggers get that player that he's coaching to perform at the highest level. And when you break it down to the simplest form is, can that position coach get the belief out of the player to say, this coach is out for the best of me, or can get the best out of me, because if I truly believe in, he believes in me and what's best for me, then I'm going to play better. And when you play better, you get paid better. So for them to garner that belief from the players is the most quintessential thing a position coach can do at any sport and any position and any level, but most importantly at the pro level, because you're dealing with grown men that are trying to feed their family. And if they truly believe in you and you know that they believe in them, that's when you get those guys to perform at the highest level. So to me, that's the biggest point of a position coach. But when you look at what Brian Flores, it seems to be obviously from the outside looking in, he not only did it for his position group, he did it for that side of the ball. So his reach permeated outside of that linebacker meeting room to all meeting rooms on the defense, and maybe even the defensive staff with what he brought to the table from his time in New England and his time as a head coach. So he may even brought some more belief in the defensive staff and what they are doing and their philosophy.
Doug, I'm curious, in your opinion, despite all the opportunities and interviews over the years, why did Terrell Austin never get the opportunity to be a head coach?
I think when he was the hot, he was in Detroit and they were playing pretty well. It was his first round of interviews, and a lot of times back in that those days, the first time round interview guys, coaches, didn't get it. It was very different than today, where guys are going on first round interviews, and they're getting them right away. It wasn't that prevalent, and it wasn't that easy. And then obviously you add to the lack of opportunities for African Americans to get a head coaching job more or less on your first round of interviews. So then next year, that's when his defenses started to fall off. Then he got moved from Detroit to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati was only there for a year. So this is a perfect example of, in the NFL, especially as a coach, you have to strike while the iron is hot, because the next year you never know what's going to happen. Look at Byron Leftwich. Last year, he was talked about as a possible head coach. Now he's out. So it's one of those things where you have to time it right, and you have to be able to be in a position to have an opportunity to be offered a job when you are hot. And when he was hot, he never got offered a job, and then things went south.
Do you think the Steelers could have, and maybe they did, but I wanted to hear your opinion on this, Doug, offered Terrell Austin a co-defensive coordinator position, or threw another title on there, gave him more money, and maybe kept him around?
Terrell Austin?
Excuse me, Brian Flores.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, then it just comes down to, they could have done that, but it comes down to, what does Brian Flores want? What does Brian Flores think is going to put him in the best position to get back to his ultimate goal, which I'm assuming, but I'm pretty, it's a good assumption that his ultimate goal is to get back to being a head coach. With what he did and what he had to deal with and the success he had, now a lot of people will say, well, he wasn't that successful. But when you start listening to the stories of what the owner wanted to do and how he was really trying to tie his hands behind the back, and what he accomplished not only on the field but in the locker room, because when he got let go, a lot of those players really spoke out about how much they loved playing for him and what he brought to that organization and the stability. So I think this step of him going to be a defensive coordinator, running his own unit again, was a better step for him to reach his ultimate goal than to be a co-defensive coordinator. And then also you got to start thinking about that. Is that a respectful thing for Brian Flores to say, no, it's better for me and for the collective as a whole of African-American coaches to put Terrell Austin, not be a co-defensive coordinator, have him be the defensive coordinator so he can make that step to be a head coach that he hasn't had a chance to yet and get his name back in there. And me, as an African-American, going to Minnesota and being defensive coordinator instead of having two guys at that same place where they'll say, well, who's really the guy that's leading the defense? And it distracts from somebody propping another guy up.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We had a long and protracted discussion about this, probably last year at about this time, Doug, when you were in here and we were talking about all of this. Maybe it was not as long ago, maybe 9 months or so ago. Are coaches, are minority coaches right now getting that fair shake? And is the system working the way that they, to their, I don't want to say to their advantage, but putting them on a level playing surface and ground?
If you look at it, the numbers say no. And it's one of those things that I give all the credit in the world for, one, the NFL identifying it, two, the media talking about it, and three, some type of programs that are put in place, even starting from the Rooney Rule. Is it where it needs to be? Everybody's got their own opinion, but everybody's talking about analytics these days, and the numbers bear out that it's not going that way. How do you change that? That is the trillion-dollar question. But one of the things that I think can help change that is to be able to get candidates, especially Black and minority candidates, in a non-interview setting with decision makers. Because what you really, when you break it down and you read between the lines, a lot of the times those owners basically say, I was just more comfortable with this guy. Well, how do you overcome that lack of comfortability when a lot of times these owners run in circles that don't have many people with melanin in their skin tone? So you have to be able to set up programs where owner can sit down in a non-interview setting and try to find some commonalities with somebody that doesn't look like this. And those are the programs that the NFL has to start implementing. And it's one of those things where, in my opinion, you start that with an owner that doesn't need a head coach. Because, and really, if you the way I would break it down, the search firms should be other owners. And if you have these programs where these owners talk to these black and minority candidates when they don't need one, then when an owner does say, hey, you talk to these five minority candidates, which one do you think? And this is the criteria I'm looking for. Which one of those fit those criteria? And then they can go and talk to them. And that's where you start, really stop relying on agents and the media, and you start relying on your other brothers in arms to say, this guy may not look like us, but here are the things that brought my attention to him and why I'm going to recommend him for you. So that group, it's a select group of 32 owners. They're going to really rely on other owners when you talk about something like this of why should I hire this guy when I don't really have anything in common with him.
Should the NFL implement a Rooney rule of some sort for ownership? I mean, obviously there's no black owners, there's minority owners, but there's no black owners in the NFL. Should there be a Rooney rule for, say, somebody wants to sell their team and the next owner having next black owner that wants to be a part of that having a fair shake at it?
No, because this is a capitalist society, and no matter what you say, they have the Green Lantern rule, and whatever owner has the most green, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to sacrifice profit to really do something that is right or to make an exception to get a minority in there. Because think about it this way, Doran and everybody, as bad as their hiring practices are for minorities, it hasn't stopped that money machine from generating billions of billions of dollars. They're going to take a media hit. They're going to have some protests. They're going to have some court cases, but they're still making money hand over fist. And for them to say, okay, let's say $500 million less so I can get a minority, yes, that would help them in the pursuing media. But that distribution or to that person that's selling, he's like, wait a minute, why am I being the martyr? No one else did that. Are you going to make sure everybody else has to take a discount? So it's going to go to the top dollar. I just don't see that happening. And that's not going to really move the needle, is taking a half, selling a franchise, which in the end affects everybody else's enterprise evaluation, for $500 million less to take the heat off of us media-wise. What's the return on that? Now, the better return is getting that $500 million more, take a couple media hits, and have to talk about it once a year in a hiring cycle. But guess what? Everybody's valuation just went up $500 million. So that's how you got to think about it. And any issue, like I've said, and I repeat myself, think about the money first.
Doug, sorry to interrupt for a second there, but since we're in the vein of discussing diversity, this is the first Super Bowl matchup of two African-American quarterbacks. What's that mean to you?
It means a great deal. And I mean, I don't really toot my horn, but when I was a GM, I had the first all-black quarterback staff and quarterbacks when I was there. So it's something that just shows that there has been progress. And that's one of the things that we always are striving to get better, but we have moved the needle, and the NFL has moved the needle. And this is one of the ways to point to it. We've had two African-American head coaches in the Super Bowl. Now to have two African-American quarterbacks, it shows that on the field, now it's getting to say, who is the best person for the job? Who can get us to the ultimate goal? And that's the one thing that everybody wants, and especially in sports. If I'm good enough, just put me out there. I'm not asking for anything extra. I'm not asking for you to give me a handout. I'm just asking you for give me a level playing field, and if it's cut and dry. If I can make the grade, then give me the job. But don't handcuff me and say, well, you're good enough, but. This shows that at least at the quarterback position and on the field, that but in the equation has been taken out. So kudos to how sports have evolved. And really, it gets back to the purest form of sports.
Text us.
Who's the best for the job?
Text us. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's Wednesdays with Whaley. We take Doug all the way up, 45 more minutes, till the top of the hour here on the Fan Morning Show.
And life would be easier, would it not, if you added a little convenience to your everyday routine? How about in your bathroom? Tub-to-shower conversion can make things so much easier. And for regardless the reason, might be that the kids are out of the house and you finally want to go to that full shower. Might be that it's harder for you to get in and out of the tub. Whatever it is, wherever you are on that spectrum, see what a difference a new bathroom could make in your life by getting in touch with the experts at Bath R Us. Their products reinforced unlike any others, that premium high-density industrial foam. Plus, unlike other remodelers, Bath R Us is going to offer tile-like products with the grout lines without all of the added maintenance and care. And they've got the bases and walls that match each other perfectly, not those limited options like so many other suppliers. And everything from Bath R Us comes with a one-time transferable warranty that lasts for a combined 30 years. Walk-in tubs, replacement showers, tub-to-shower conversions, and more. Give them a call at 412-274-1561. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Get $1,000 off plus low-to-no monthly payments. 412-274-1561 or go to bathrus.com.
Pitt 91, Louisville 57 last night as the Panthers took care of business. The Penguins won in overtime against the defending Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. The big game is this Sunday. Philly and Kansas City get in on all the action for the big game in Arizona with the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app, the only sportsbook that I recommend. I'm Adam Crowley, by the way. Bet live during the big game. Bet on more than the score. Bet on player performances for touchdowns, passing yards, receiving yards. Bet on who scores first. Bet the halftime score. Bet on individual touchdown scores. Bet on interceptions. Bet on team totals. All that fun stuff. New users can get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet isn't a winner. Download the app right now. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app must be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. See betparks.com for full terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wednesdays with Whaley, we've got Doug on the line. Doug, did you check out this, not Brian Flores, but Brian Ferentz contract in Iowa that he's working under this year?
Yeah, I was reading about that, and that's pretty interesting, but it's one of those things where they're trying to put in place, just like we were talking about the lack of minority hiring, it's trying to put in some triggers in there to justify nepotism. Basically saying, hey, we'll put incentives in his contract, and if he even hits these incentives, it will show to people that he was qualified for the job and not just because it was his birthright for being in the Lucky Sperm Club. Is it something that will take hold and take root? I don't know. Would we as Steeler fans be happy if they put one of those clauses in our offensive coordinator's contract saying you will get extra money by getting 25 points a game? Since we are Steelers are averaging 18 points a game. So it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds and how it plays out in the long run. To me, I just don't know. I think, again, I'm a big person of hiring the best person for the job, not the person you know the best.
Panther on Panther crime. Upper St. Clair guy going at Kirk Ferentz, another Upper St. Clair guy. But what I want to get down to it is this. For people that don't know, Brian Ferentz, the offensive coordinator at Iowa, has a stipulation in his contract. He'll only be re-upped after this year if his team wins 7 games and they score 25 points per game or more. That said, I don't hate it, and here's why. It puts a hard line on what you need to do to keep your job. Could you ever see contracts in the NFL being sent out like that and coaches agreeing to them? Like, hey, we want to keep you around, but you got to do this to essentially sing for your supper.
Well, and actually another part of that deal was he actually had a reduction in his salary. So to me, I think it's one of those things that it may come off as something that is instituted going forward, because one, it holds people accountable. The money has gotten so great in the industry that the accountability is not where it needs to be. And if you want to say, like you said, sing for your supper. And also, it could also be a way to have a prove it concepts of guys that maybe African Americans or anybody that you think, I'm going to give a young guy a shot, but let's make it performance-based. You have that in contracts for players all the time. You should maybe even start putting it in contracts for players. Hey, for coaches. If your position unit gets this, and you can put all these triggers in there, and it shows this is my accountability and it shows my worth, and then it could also start shining lights on position coaches that may be able to make that step from a position coach to not only a coordinator, but a head coach like Andy Reid. Because Andy Reid didn't go through he wasn't a coordinator when he was a quarterback coach, and he made that step. So it might open up that option for other coaches to make that step to where they ultimately want to go.
Doug, speaking of contracts in a slightly different direction, will we ever see fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL across the board?
Ooh. I know the owners don't want that. I know the players want it, and the NFLPA is really wanting it as well. And you're starting to see it really in the rookie deals. Most of them are fully guaranteed. I think it's going to go that way. I just think what you'll see is if you start going that way, the amount of years will be decreased. Now most UFA contracts are 5 to 6 years. If you're going to go fully guaranteed, I think where the owners would want to push to be able to say we'll do that is, all right, we're going to do it, but it's going to be 3 years. Because in all the other sports where it's fully guaranteed, the risk and amount of injuries and the frequency of injuries is not to the same level as in the NFL. And that's the biggest rub where you could really set the game back, because when you start having a salary cap and then you start having guaranteed money, and that guaranteed money becomes dead money when a player is injured or can't play or has to retire because of injury, that's when you start hamstringing the sport, and then it starts affecting the caliber of play on the field.
Speaking of guaranteed money, quarterbacks are getting more and more guaranteed money than ever, but teams are more and more committed, it seems, to trying to win within the window of a young quarterback's rookie deal. Is that going to continue to become a trend, Doug, in so much as we see perhaps fewer quarterbacks offered a second contract, much like we've seen with running backs over the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think, that's a great point. And if you look at it, and it's from a team, think about the team that's in the Super Bowl now. Howie Roseman drafted Carson Wentz, gave him a second deal, but when they figured out he can't get us where we want to go, they moved on from him, and they're in the Super Bowl. Think about the Rams. Jared Goff drafted him, traded up to get him, drafted him high, number one, gave him a second deal. When they figured out this guy isn't where we want, they moved on. So the old adage of, you get a guy and you stick with him, that is actually going out the door. So you might see a franchise go into this philosophy of, hey, let's draft a quarterback. Once he gets to that second deal, don't give him the second deal. Let's get another young, because you have a better chance of being able to put a complete team around the quarterback when you don't have that franchise quarterback number eating up such a percentage of your cap. So that would be a revolutionary idea for a GM to say, this is how we're going to do it. I wouldn't subscribe to that just because quarterbacks are so hard to find. But with the increased talent level of quarterbacks coming into the league, somebody might try it.
Till 10 o'clock, it's Wednesdays with Whaley. Doug Whaley on the phone with us right here, Fan Morning Show. Three great locations, Schultz Ford. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Always online at SchultzFord.com. Get out, get what you need. Get that F-150, get that Explorer, get that Expedition. It's going to be heating up soon. What about that Mustang? Maybe grab one of those. And listen, if you need any routine maintenance or service, go ahead and grab Schultz Ford. They'll come out right to your driveway, right? And if it's something that can be done in your driveway, they'll do that. They'll send a technician out, and then they'll be on their way. If you work from home, that's spectacular. Same thing, too, with pickup and delivery service. They'll come out, they'll grab your car, they'll bring it into their shop if it needs a little bit more extensive service. They'll do that and then drop it back off. It is incredible. At all three locations, Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Always online, too, SchultzFord.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wednesdays with Whaley. Doug Whaley on the phone answering everything and anything that we can throw at him. Crowley?
Hey, Doug, you're a former general manager, so you can look at general managering through a different lens here. And I realize the two teams that are playing in the Super Bowl, obviously they have good rosters, but when you look at what's going on in the league right now, what's a front office or a general manager in particular that you look at and go, well, hot damn, this dude's doing a great job?
You got to look at John Lynch out in San Francisco for how he has constructed a team, and it's very similar to how I grew up in the industry learning how to construct a team. An incredible defense, a good running game, and to me, though, where he's got a little step that I admire is their ability to really find a quarterback, no matter how high they drafted him, what they gave up, or where they signed him, or where they drafted him, to be able to plug into that system and still be successful. And that's got to be a combination of Shanahan's system. But again, that marriage between the GM and the coach to be able to identify players that can fit into that system, but also having a coach and that GM to have that relationship to say, even though we gave up so much draft capital for Trey Lance, let's still throw something at Brock Purdy because we see something in him that could ultimately help us as a team. So a complete team, and to be able to get to the NFC Championship with your third quarterback, that would be like the Steelers getting to the AFC Championship with their third string quarterback. That shows you that you have a complete team. So that's a guy I really tip my hat to, especially coming from the non-traditional way to get to the GM status, and that's from the media side. So he's doing a great job.
How much should a general manager be concerned about 3 years down the road?
Always have to keep an eye for the future, and that's the trickiest part of the job. You have to be able to construct a team and day-to-day activities to win now, but you also have to have that eye on the future. And I heard when Ray Filippato was talking about drafting an Aaron Smith and then having his replacement Cam Hayward in, and that's what you want to do. You want to be able to get those guys' replacements on the team a year or two earlier than you need them, so they can learn what it means to be whatever team he's on, what is expected of him on the field, off the field, understands the culture of that locker room, and can get some experience before he's thrust into the starting role, and you don't have that roller coaster up and down of young guys that haven't played much. They've been in that system, so they can start performing at a high level, and then it also frees you up from being handcuffed to say, well, we don't have anybody behind this free agent or older guy, so we got to keep him a year more than we wanted to, or pay him more than we wanted to, because we don't have anybody behind him. And then it also helps avert that overdrafting because of need.
Doug, I mean, the last 2 years, I've just been leaning towards the direction that if you want to construct an NFL team, you should go the lay of the land of how the Rams did it, and obviously give up picks for guys that are already established and guys that can come in and play, and you know that they can play football at the NFL level. But whenever I look at the offense of the Philadelphia Eagles, 10 of 11 starters are from the NFL draft. They drafted those guys to be starters, and one guy is A.J. Brown, who they traded for. I mean, that has to say something. Even though that the Rams did it one way, you could still do it the way of the draft, because look at the Eagles. They're in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, and it just really comes down to their in sports, there's not one definitive way to do something. There's different ways to skin a cat, and there's positives and negatives to each way. The positive for the way the Rams did it, you can turn a team around really quickly and get them to the Super Bowl level. The negative to that is that window is really short, especially because you don't have the depth, and that's where they are missing now. If one of their skill guys or big free agent guys or guys they traded for gets hurt, they don't have that draft capital to have a second or a third round guy that could come in and supply that depth. So that gap between their starter and their backup is a tranche. Now, if you go through the draft, it may take a little longer, or you're going to have, but you're going to have that ability to try to sustain that high level for multiple years.
What would it take for you to listen on a possible Deontay Johnson deal, Doug?
I would have to say I'd have to look at what's out there in free agency, what's out there in the draft, and see what the compensation level is. Because what you don't want to do is, it's easy to say, let's draft trade Deontay Johnson. Okay, but if you trade Deontay Johnson, are you just going to have to spend some of that capital or all of that capital to replace him? So you really didn't gain anything. You're just treading water right there. If it's going to be a trade where I can get a similar player to Deontay Johnson plus, then that's intriguing, because you're still trying to build that roster. You're still trying to build depth all across the roster. Think about it in the draft. Besides quarterback, running back, and maybe tight end, no one's going to be upset if they draft all the other positions out there, because you need not only depth there, but you need a long-term plan at a lot of other positions. So that's where I would have to say it have to be the compensation where I know I'm not just replacing one receiver with another. It's got to replace Deontay plus.
It's Wednesdays with Whaley Crowley. Tell us about some trivia here. Yes.
Sorry, my trivia horn was stuck
That's all right. Horns get stuck. It happens.
Yeah, it's tough. The 93.7 The Fan Daily Trivia Question presented by Penn West University. Visit pennwest.edu/learn. Since 2007, 9 different teams have eliminated the Penguins from the Stanley Cup playoffs. Favorite part, Colin, name them.
Name all the 9, yes.
Just go to 93.7thefan.com. Yes, brought to you by Penn West University. Visit pennwest.edu/learn.
Stuck horn there. You know, they say, the old adage, I heard this, Smizek once said, I think he wrote it in a column, it's better to be under horny than over horny. No, it is.
I don't know about that.
Well.
Viral.
Yeah. Anyway, let's tell the people about some things.
We might not have questions for you all the time, but I do have an answer for you. Yes, the answer as far as how to take care of your roof, because it feels like we've gotten a little reprieve from winter maybe for the next few days, maybe even the next week or so. Get that roof taken care of with PJ Fitzpatrick. Trust PJ.com. Read all those thousands of five-star reviews. In fact, you don't even have to read all every single one of them. Just listen to me. I'll tell you, they do a fantastic job, PJ Fitzpatrick, because they will communicate with you the entire time, all the way through from the beginning of the process, when they come out to your home, go up on the roof, take photos and videos, and then come back down and show them to you, all the way through the project, down to the very end of the project, and even afterwards. Plus, the quality of the work, outstanding. Experienced roofing professionals doing all of the installations, and in some cases, in just one day. It's roofing done right the first time, and priced like it was still last year. That's right. To keep their crews busy, PJ Fitzpatrick setting all prices back a year, guaranteeing your estimate for all of 2023, plus all of their work guaranteed for the life of your roof. Schedule your free consultation and price lock guarantee with PJ Fitzpatrick today. Visit trustpj.com.
Pitt basketball took care of business last night, beating Louisville 91-57. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. Colin.
Yes, sir. Would you like endless hot water? Who wouldn't, right? You concerned with your home's water quality? Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Matt Mertz Plumbing. They've got a limited time offer for you. Announcing Freebuary. That's what it's called during the month of February. So here's what you do. You buy a tankless water heater and get a whole house water filtration system installed absolutely free. Enjoy those benefits of endless hot water with a peace of mind knowing that your home's drinking water is clean and it is safe. The offer is valid on all qualifying equipment and financing is available to those who qualify. Offer expires end of February, so call today, 833-789-9100, armstrongcomfort.com. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, your best choice for all things plumbing, heat, and cooling.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Epic Ending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today, awaken180weightloss.com. It's Wednesdays with Whaley. Doug, we talk a lot about draft prospects and whether they go to IMG or one of those power plant places to work out west and get ready for the combine, especially mid-round picks. How do you delineate if you're a general manager or a scout if a guy was trained to just rig the system and do well at the combine or if a guy can really play football?
Because you look at the total resume. I mean, nowadays, because these guys are training in the offseason just for combine drills, you kind of say, okay, does that equate the numbers you're seeing when he tests? Does it equate to what you see on the film? You can't just strictly go by the workout. Some teams have done it, but the most successful teams put that as a piece of the overall evaluation of the player. And it's a big misconception that, I don't know if the media has driven it or just the public thinks because of the popularity of the combine and these pro days now that are televised, that that's the biggest piece of the puzzle of the evaluation process of draft prospects. But it's not. It just really either reconfirms something that you saw on tape or it answers a question that you saw on tape. Hey, I'm not really sure about this guy's speed. Okay, what did he run in the 40? That's it. Or I don't know how explosive he is on his change of direction. Or I think he's really explosive on his change of direction and he doesn't do a good short shuttle. Okay, well, now let's go and revisit it and make sure what we are seeing is exactly what this player is. And Bill Nunn, the Hall of Fame scout for the Steelers, always said, there's time speed and there's game speed. And when it comes down to it, you want a guy that has game speed. Time speed is that 4.4 you see in the combine. But what does that guy run on the field when he has pads, when he has guys chasing him, when he's trying to get in and out of his breaks? That's what's the most important.
Well, why the hell didn't you draft me and have my back? I ran a 4.4 at the combine, Doug.
You were before your time. No, think about it. No offensive coordinator knew how to handle that immense talent you have. If you were born 5 years later, you wouldn't be here. You'd be probably on the beach with Gronk somewhere, getting ready to sign another contract.
Yeah, him and Major Harris. I mean, two guys right, from around here just before their time, Doug.
Yeah. Hey, Colin, I do have to ask, say something. I've heard what you said about Sizek and under-horny and over-horny.
Yes, yes.
He must have said that before this multi-billion-dollar ED market that just hit there. So I have to not only disagree, I think that's flat-out wrong.
He didn't really say it. I just made it up. I just thought of an old-timey writer.
No, go with it. Go with it. He definitely
anyway,
said it.
Yes. No, I just thought of somebody that that wrote way, way back. But it is better to be – well, yeah, you know what? He definitely thought of that before that little blue pill.
If you ain't horny, something's wrong.
It's like Tomlin says. But, you'd rather have to say whoa than sick 'em, right?
But it sounds like something Smizek would say, so you got me on that one.
There we are.
Hey, quick question, Doug. If you were the Steelers, would you put it to Mitch Trubisky, pay cut or go?
Yeah, I'll say this. They better have a plan for a backup because everybody always says, well, you got to get rid of this guy. Yeah, but who's going to be your backup now? I mean, obviously, if they have a plan and they have somebody targeted, and that's what's going to happen at the combine. And here's what really happens at the combine. You have a list of targeted guys that you want to go talk to their agents and say, what are the parameters to get a deal done? And then you can be talking to Mitch's guy and say, okay, Mitch, we want you to take this, but you also are looking at your alternative plans and saying, can we get them for what we want? And then that's when you get out of the combine and say, hey, we don't have another target. So if Mitch balks, we may have to swallow our pride and have him back at $10 million. So this is the planning process that's going on from now until the combine. A lot of the people think it's strictly on the focus on the draft prospects, but now you're starting to think about your free agent board. Who do you have coming up on your team and who's out there and what cap space you want to allocate to each position?
Doug, we're up against it here, but a quick big game prediction from you, pal.
Ooh, for me, it's Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes has taken over for Tom Brady, and I'm not going to bet against that guy. I'm going 34-24 KC.
Doug, we thank you. We will chat next week.
Absolutely. All right, fellas, be safe.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Wednesdays with Whaley, another stellar hour. If you missed anything or anything from the last 72 hours, Odyssey app, rewind feature. You can go back, like I said, 72 hours. Big thanks to Doug. Big thanks to everybody who joined today. We'll catch up with Cam Hayward tomorrow on our show amongst a wide array of guests and topics, and we'll have a fun time. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Silverados, Colorados. They're back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online too, sunchevy.com. Cloudy, high in the mid-40s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. This year, the only app that you need for your Super Bowl party, FanDuel. Partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel right now. Promo code FAN so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.